Can we just bow our heads now? Say, Father, today, I need ears to hear, a spirit to perceive, and eyes to see your plan for me. Amen? And amen. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Yes. All right. Cool. So we're getting revelation today. Because his word is revelation to us. For me, this particular scripture goes back, like I told you earlier, to the 1970s. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. The verse that I'm going to pick on is 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for Kim in Christ Jesus. Now, your Bible doesn't say Kim there, and I suggest you don't put that there. But I would definitely say put your own name in that space. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for me in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5. 18. You say, well, why are you going there? Because I had that Mr. Fix-It anointing. I wore it well.
Amen.
I did what I knew they needed to have done for them so that they wouldn't be in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Make it all better.
Yes. I never knew it was pride.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is, yes, because I become Mr. Fix-It.
Just a moment. Because you want to help somebody?
Yes. It's really me fixing their problem instead of trusting the one that you love. Remember the harbinger that you watched on Tuesday. We will rebuild. With dress stones. We know how to do it. No reliance on the Heavenly Father who says, put all things in my hands. So it's all about me being in the control room, doing what I know how to do so that they won't have to suffer anymore. Okay? And that's scary. Okay? The other day, there was a prophetic word given. A rooster was growing what kind of feathers? Peacock feathers. And I said to the Lord, wait a minute, there weren't too many men around on that day. Maybe it's me. And he said, why not you? And he reminded me that we all have this little, you know, attitude. And that we could be growing peacock feathers in the least unlikely times. Even in our religious pride. Come on. You ain't got none of that. I got lots of it. Last night we went to a little restaurant. Like a McDonald's. And met somebody that I had not seen for about maybe 15 years. They recognized me because of my big mouth.
Imagine that.
Oops! And they came over, gave me a hug. I hadn't seen them for many years. And the associate that was with that individual was quite drunk. And they wanted to know all about, you know, where we are and all this stuff and what happened to this and what happened to them and what happened to those. And then, of course, their question was, from the drunk, what denomination are you? And I said, none. Well, that didn't fit their theology and got quite upset. So if you're not wearing the clothes that they want you to wear, you're the bad guy. Because after all, how could you be a Christian without a denomination? And I wanted to respond, and the Holy Spirit says, shut up. Shut up. So I did. Didn't say a word. I did give the young man the little card there that kind of gets handed out once in a while. And I said, Lord, it's up to you. What am I saying to all of us? Give thanks in the circumstances that I'm comfortable with. Give thanks for those that are doing what I want them to do the way I want them to do it. That way there, they won't upset my apple cart. Tell me if it's not pride. See, we put pride in a special package that only the pheasants or the peacocks wear. And I've got news for you. We got Christian peacocks. We do. Male or female. Okay? And it's nothing to be ashamed of. What you need to know is that when you cry out to Him and give Him thanks for what's going on in your life, including those few feathers that are growing that are not from Him, He will clip them out. He will. Not you. If you start pulling out your feathers, you're going to look like a turkey. That's right. And I guarantee you, when you decide that you're not a turkey, that you're a believer, and that you can leave the feathers there and He will pull them out and He'll replace them with something better.
Amen.
You know, you laugh, but it's the truth. We have to look and say, okay, God, I don't understand what's going on in my life. I don't understand what those... An expletive deleted. Can't figure out for themselves. And leave them alone. Because the same Jesus that took care of you is going to take care of them.
Amen.
If you let it go. And as you know, I know stories. I have some in my background. And I was reminded that this one particular day, that I didn't think I had any pride in me. Okay? Because after all, I was living a decent life. But my dad was driving around with a case of booze in the trunk. And he was using it as needed. Like a prescription. Okay? Now those of you who don't have any alcoholics in your background, that's wonderful. But I did. So this one day, I am in my village, driving to my office in Palmer. And the Holy Spirit said to me, I know how many of the Holy Spirit know He knows how to talk.
Mm-hmm. Yes, He does.
Okay. He said, will you give me thanks for your dad the way he is? Well, I had been doing it, but I was getting tired because he had already accepted the Lord and he had decided that the booze was still a good friend. He was still getting high periodically to get rid of his pain. I wasn't thinking of his pain. I was thinking about my pain. I had two sons that were growing up without him. And I had a desire that their grandfather would be better than the one I had. Who had decided?
You.
Is that pride?
Yes.
It was all about me and what my dad was doing to me. It wasn't about his hurt and the pain in his heart. And I couldn't see it. So the Holy Spirit kind of... How many know He'll pull a switch one on you? He'll come in there and give you a prayer that you don't want to pray. He said to me, and I remember it like if it was yesterday, Kim, will you thank me for the alcohol and the booze that he has in the trunk? Everything inside of me cringed. The anger, the resentment, the bitterness, the incredible claws that came upon me were unbelievable. And my brain began to squirm. Anybody relate?
Yep.
That's control. That's Jezebel using a man, me. Okay? Not somebody else, using me. So I pondered, and I almost hit the side of the road, because my brain was having a problem. Okay? So I said, Lord, how in God's name are you going to be able to change him when I couldn't do it? No pride in that comment. And he said, you're playing the father role with your dad. Huh. How many would like to fix their fathers? How many would ever have wanted to fix their dads? Oh, I got quite a few hands, right? How many have ever realized they were more broken than you? Thank you. So I began to give this prayer some serious consideration. And I looked at the word again and it says, be joyful always, verse 16. I didn't feel like being joyful at all. Pray continually. I didn't feel like praying at all. Give thanks in all circumstances. That included the case of booze in the trunk. For this is God's will for Kim in Christ Jesus. For this is God's will for? For Kim. What about you? Is that word written just for us? Yes. Just for me. Okay. So, I began. And I said, Lord, I thank you for the alcohol. But you know what, Lord? It goes with a prayer that my heart is not in it. He said, did I ask you to have your emotions all fixed? And I said, no. He says, who's going to heal you? Is it him or you? Is it your dad or you? Or is it me as your heavenly father? And I finally admitted he was right. I had a wrong impression.
Finally admitted.
I did, finally. It took a while for me to see. I couldn't see. I was blinded. Who blinded me? Who blinded me? Pride blinded me.
Fear.
Fear blinded me. But it was more about pride than it was about fear. Because you see, I wanted what I never had for my sons. Judgment, criticalness, fault finding. All of it was right in the package. And I was, no. Now I knew those things. I knew about that. Romans 2, verse 1 says, if you are judging your neighbor, it identifies the sin that's inside of me. Whew!
Oh, glory to God.
I didn't like that at all. I didn't like it one bit. But I chose to activate my mouth. I activated it by choice, and I said, thank you. I don't understand, but I'm going to do it because you asked me to. So I thanked him for the alcohol. Every day when I said this same prayer, it got a little tiny bit easier. How many know what I'm talking about? When we practice what you preach, it becomes just a little bit easier. And after several days, I don't know how many weeks that is. Could have been 100. I don't know. All of a sudden, there was a peace in my heart that had formed. And that peace was of God's creation. It wasn't me. It was, yes, it's okay that he has a case of booze. Because you know what? There are angels on the job. Because my concern was he was going to kill somebody. My concern is that he might have an accident and kill my mom and him. See, all these fear tactics were all mixed up in the package. The more I said thank you, the easier my heart would be. I would go to bed and I would go to sleep at night with those same thoughts. Thank you, Lord. I know your angels are on the job. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7 and 14. Why? Because I was learning to trust. I was learning to trust. I stressed that reality. I was learning to trust. And the next few days, the Holy Spirit, one morning, said to me, "Do you know why I used the booze in your dad's life?" And I immediately gave him my reasoning. After all, when I was a little boy, my dad does not drink like a fish at that time. What happened? When I was a little boy, my dad would have a wonderful time with me. I wanted those good times for my kids. But it didn't happen. He said, "Kim, you don't realize the pain in that man." But I kept him alive using the booze. So he could accept me so I could heal him like I'm healing you. Yeah. Now who was going to be in the control room? I was getting out of the control seat and I was passing it on to him. I was moving out of the way so that the Holy Spirit could do in my dad what he had already been in progress to do with me. Because I gave thanks in all the circumstances that I hated. By choice. He activated my heart to feel the compassion that I needed, that God knew about, that I couldn't taste. Because I was so hurt myself. I was so wounded inside. My expectations had been shattered. And he chose to give me a day of thanksgiving. That I really meant what I said. And when that meaning came in of, yes, you are in the control room. You know how to fix my nation. You know how to fix my country. You know how to fix my people. You know how to fix my church. You know how to fix me. And you know how to fix my family. Better than me. And some of those feathers started to disintegrate. Those control feathers came from the peacock in me. God, it's quiet in here. Close your eyes for a moment. Say, Holy Spirit, where I have been offended, and where I have been wounded, and I promise myself I'd never let anybody suffer like I've been hurt and bruised. Today, I set this before you, and I'm going to thank you. For those who injured me, I'm going to praise you for their weaknesses, their sin patterns, their great pride in doing it on their own. After all, they're related to me. I give you praise, Lord, for my family, just the way they are. I will not take all their feathers off and let them go bare. I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to let you burn out the chaff and heal their hearts like you're healing me. Thank you. And praise you, Lord. I will be joyful. I will pray continually. I will give you thanks in all the circumstances of my past. For this is God's will for me in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm expecting a miracle, Lord. In me first. And I will continue in the days ahead to trust your grace, to give thanks again and again. And again, until it starts making sense. That you're the Holy Ghost. And I didn't forget you're God. Hallelujah.